From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China's Commerce Ministry responded to U.S. President Donald Trump after he instructed the U.S. Trade Representative to consider slapping an extra $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng said that China did not want to fight, but that it was not afraid of a trade war. Trump's proposal intensified what was already shaping up to be the biggest trade battle since World War II. Global financial markets had fallen sharply as the world's two biggest economies squared off over Beijing's aggressive trade tactics, but they had calmed down Wednesday and Thursday in hopes the U.S. and China would find a diplomatic solution. A South Korean court has sentenced ex-President Park Geun-hye to 24 years in prison. Pernell Murdoch has more.
The Seoul Central District Court issued the verdict Friday after convicting Park of bribery, abuse of power, extortion, and other charges. Park has been held at a detention center near Seoul since her arrest in March 2017, but she refused to attend Friday's court session, citing sickness. The biggest charge was that she colluded with a longtime confidant to take tens of millions of dollars from companies in bribes and extortion.
That was Pernell Murdoch. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to surrender to authorities in the southern city of Curitiba by Friday afternoon to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on a corruption conviction. The arrest warrant was issued hours after Brazil's top court denied his request for appeal. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma sat in the dock of a packed courtroom Friday to face corruption charges and emerged defiant, telling supporters that the case against him was politically motivated. Jeff Custer has more.
Zuma appeared relaxed during the brief hearing at which his case was adjourned until June 8th. While a lengthy court battle is expected, the spectacle of Zuma appearing before a judge less than 2 months after his resignation was a victory for opposition figures and activists who have fought for years to call him to account. 16 charges of fraud, racketeering, and money laundering were recently reinstated after being thrown out nearly a decade ago. They relate to an arms deal in the 1990s when Zuma was deputy president. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
German prosecutors say they have ordered the immediate release of ex-Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont after he posted bail amounting to $92,000. The Schleswig prosecutor's office said Friday that Puigdemont also provided authorities with an address in Germany where he will reside pending a decision on his extradition case. Puigdemont was detained March 25th after crossing the border from Denmark. Spain is seeking his extradition for rebellion and misuse of public funds in organizing an unauthorized referendum last year on Catalonia's independence from Spain. The international furor over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter intensified, with Russia warning Britain that it was playing with fire. At a UN Security Council meeting on Thursday, Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, claimed that Russia was the victim of a hasty, sloppy, and ill-intentioned defamation campaign by London and its allies. Britain has blamed Russia for the March 4th poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. In response, more than two dozen Western allies, including Britain, the United States, and NATO, have ordered out over 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity. South Korea's rapidly worsening air pollution has forced the country's professional baseball league to postpone three games. The Korea Baseball Organization on Friday postponed the games in Seoul and the nearby cities of Suwon and Incheon after the government issued alerts over high fine dust levels in the metropolitan area. It is the first time the league postponed games because of air pollution since the country began pro baseball in 1982. South Korea in recent years has been experiencing an acute rise in air pollution that experts link to emissions from the country's increasing number of cars and also China's massive industrial activity. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.